Christ, the measure of the gift. Jesus Christ is the greatest gift. Well, how big a gift is that? I mean, do you like big gifts under the tree? I mean, is that what you like? Big one. Big one. I want a big one. Give me the big ones. Amen. Well, there's no bigger gift than the gift of Christ. And we're going to talk about it today. We're going to unpackage that in just a little bit. Let's check it out. Ephesians 4:7. I'd love for you to learn this scripture with me this morning. Let's put our thinking caps on and see if we can't do it a couple of times. Here we go. Say it with me. But unto us, I'm sorry, let's try it again. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Now, can we all try? Here we go. You'll be fine. Come on, here we go. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. What an incredible scripture. So, that's where we have got our title from today, right from the Bible. The measure of the gift of Christ. The Christmas story is all about God desiring what? We started out this series 3 weeks ago with Jesus Christ, the unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for His what? Unspeakable gift. Now today, the measure of the gift of Christ. But Romans 5, in Adam all what? Die. In Christ all shall be made what? Alive. For as by one man, Adam, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. So there we are in a bad way. So the message of Jesus Christ, the gift of Christ, is reconciliation. The Christmas story is more than just that baby in the manger. Guys, come on. I mean, I like it too. But the Christmas story is not just, you know, away in a manger, no crib. It's a great song. But the measure of the gift of Christ is He came. He grew. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. Amen. He saves us. That's the gift of Christmas. Y'all got it? Say, reconciliation. It's what it's all about. And all things are of God who hath reconciled us to Himself. By who? That's the problem with any other religion. You're not going to get reconciled to God. You can make yourself feel good. You can please your family. You can do whatever. But at the end of the day, you're going to stand before God one day. And if it's not Jesus Christ who you have your faith in, you're not going to be reconciled. Yes or no? You understand? That's what the Bible says. He reconciled us to Himself by Jesus what? Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. And He's given us now the ministry of reconciliation. He sent us now to tell people about the Lord and to live for Christ. What should we say to these things? If God be what? For us, who can be against us? For I'm persuaded, because of Jesus now, that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor what? Height, nor what? Depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We're just getting started with this message. We're talking about the measure of the gift of Christ. Boy, if you put a measuring stick on that last verse, that's some serious stuff. That's some serious length and height and all that good stuff. Amen? That's what we're talking about today. The measure of the gift. But unto us, every one of us, is given grace according to the what? Measure of the gift of Christ. That's our message today. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. We're going somewhere. Stay with me. Keep looking. There we go. That Christ might dwell in your heart, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in what? Love. This is the message this morning. May be able to comprehend. That's what we're going to do here in the next few minutes. We're going to try to comprehend. May be able to comprehend with all the saints, all these ones in the rooms. We're going to try to work on it this morning. Ready? Come on. That we may be able to comprehend what is the measure of the gift of Christ. What is the what? Breadth. And what is the what? Length. And what is the depth? And the what is the height? And to know the love of Christ, guys. It's Christmas. It's the Sunday before Christmas. I want you to leave here today knowing more about the love of Christ. Amen? Come on. That you might know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be what? Filled with all the fullness of God. So, here we go. That you may be able to comprehend. So we're looking at the measure of the gift of Christ. We're going to try to comprehend with each other this morning in this room, with each other, with all the saints this morning. Here we go. Push me, buddy. The breadth, the length, The depth and the height. Would you say that? Can we pop that back up again, Ron? Here we go. Say it with me. The. And y'all did so good. Can we do it one more time? One more time, Raj, because this is fun. One more time. The. So our message this morning is on measuring. It's called the greatest gift. It's the unspeakable gift. But today we're going to try to put a yardstick on it and measure that incredible love of Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what this is about. We want to know more about His love. Amen? That's what we're doing. Let's look at it. The measure of the gift of Christ. So let's break it down. Here we go. The breadth, the length, the depth, the height. The breadth, the length, the depth, the height. The breadth, the length, the depth, the height. Let's look at the breadth. The breadth, the measure of the gift, the broadness or range of knowledge. That's what that means. The word breadth means broadness or range of knowledge. Length, the end-to-end extent or the stretch or the expanse. Okay? Keep looking. Depth, the distance downward or the distance inward. It speaks of intensity and profoundness. This is crazy, ain't it? I thought they were just words. Height, the dimension from the bottom to the top, the raised area or the highest point. This is God's will for us. This Christmas is for us to know the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. We need to try to comprehend the breadth of God's love for us. That's what we're going to try to do. We need to comprehend the breadth of God's love for us. To know the length, the depth and the height that God would go. Now, see, we sit here seeing it. He came as a little babe, went to the cross, rose from the dead. So we're seeing it. We want to just explore that a little bit. Amen? Get a little deeper. The distance God would go. Say that with me. Y'all alive? I'm not alone, am I? Sometimes I feel alone. The distance God would go. Say that with me. The distance God would go. This is the greatest story. It's the greatest gift. I keep pushing Jesus on you, don't I? Say. You like it? Good. I appreciate that, ma'am. Who wouldn't like something free? Amen? Everlasting life, forgiveness of sins. Who wouldn't like to know the way, the truth, and the life? That no other way can get you to God the Father except Jesus Christ. The pearl of greatest price. Who wouldn't want to know Him? Amen? Come on. I did. I used to just cuss His name. That's what I did. Okay? And that's what I heard my whole life growing up. Until that Sunday, that Christmas Sunday before Christmas. I was sitting like you. Now, I want a pretty church like this, I'm telling you that. It was fine. Them old hard oak pews, you know, the old country churches. That's where I heard about Jesus. And I've been sharing Him ever since, man. God's good to me. So the distance God would go. Let's measure the distance. From Nazareth to Bethlehem. Yeah. There He was. Inside of Mary. Got it? Say. Y'all follow me here? From Nazareth to Bethlehem. Let's read the Christmas story. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of what? Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with what? Child. So you got it so far. So from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She's having this baby. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the... You know this story. And there in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now that's a sign. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were going away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds, I'd say. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. So how far would God go for you and me? Well, He'd go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. That's pretty nice, ain't it, say? I know a lot of women wouldn't want to ride on some donkey that through the mountains like that in the desert. Amen, say? That's pretty good. But I think you went further than that. We're going to build the case. No. Now that's just Nazareth to Bethlehem. No, longer, deeper, and higher. Keep looking. The measure of the gift of Christ. We're trying to put a measuring stick on it. The distance God would go. Say that with me. From what? The heaven to earth. The Bible says in Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, God Himself, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, because He is equal with God. Okay? Nothing to be grasped at, because He is equal with God. But He made Himself, though He is God, He made Himself of no reputation and took upon Him the form of a what? Servant. So here He's in heaven, takes on the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of who? That's what we celebrate. So, He came from heaven to earth. So He went from Nazareth to Bethlehem, went from heaven to earth. Okay. But longer. Got it? Yes or no? Deeper. Higher. We're going somewhere with this measuring stick. From earth to hell. What are you talking about, Clark? You're looking at me funny. It's okay. And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself. He became obedient unto what? Death. Even the death of the what? Cross. The Bible says, we saw it before, for He hath made Him to be what? Sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. So from earth to hell, He became sin, who knew no sin. You know that? That we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and He carried the cross. Love so amazing. Help me, church. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah, He's Lord of all. Can we thank Him for that? Can we just thank Him for that? Thank you, Lord. From earth to hell for me, You took my hell. That's what He did. Y'all understand that, yes or no? I'm not going to hell. Somebody tells me, Clark, go to hell. Here's my answer. Can't do it. Sorry about that. Okay. Got it? Yes or no? Say. All right. And some of y'all hear that sometimes. You got some new answers now, don't you? Can't. You ought to try that when somebody says that to you. They go, you're weird. Come on. From earth to hell. Surely, Jesus has borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. This is the greatest gift. We're just putting a stick on it, trying to measure it. Pretty crazy, ain't it? But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Say that part with me. The chastisement of our peace was upon, and with His stripes, we're healed. Wow. From earth to hell, He took my hell. Keep looking. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore He saith, watch it, when He hath ascended up on high, He led captivity captive. He gave gifts unto men. Now, that He ascended, what is it but that He also descended first into the what? Lower parts of the earth. I don't understand all the Bible. Okay? If you do, good for you. Great. Okay? But somehow, Jesus, when He died on that cross, went to hell for me. You understand that? He took my hell. That's why we're nuts, man, when we say, well, all roads lead to heaven. Somebody else went to hell for you. Who did that? Nobody did that for you. And God accepted what He did. Amen? That's why you must put your faith. You must be born again, Jesus said. There is no option here. You must be saved. You must believe on the Son of God. You must. Are y'all hearing me today? I don't give a hoot about a denomination, but I care about you believing on Jesus. Amen? Come on. That's what it's all about today. Yeah, praise the Lord. That's what it's all about. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens that He might fill all things. So, here's what they said to Jesus. They said, He trusted in God. Let Him deliver you now if He'll have you. For He said, I am the Son of God. Okay? There He was on the cross. He took our hell. He took our pain. This is the length and the distance that God would go for you and me. Now, from the sixth hour when He was on the cross, there was what? Darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why have you forsaken me? That's what He did for you. I know you think I'm kooky probably. It doesn't matter. Christmas, and I'm preaching Easter. Christmas is Easter. Did y'all hear me say? That's what Christmas is. Christmas is Easter. Without Easter, you got no Christmas gift, okay? All right? Listen, I'm thrilled about the babe in the manger. But that's His coming. And we see that's a great length that He would go. But that's not the full measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. Yes or no? Understand? Come on. Jesus cried, but there was no answer back from His Father. Why? Because He's taking our sin. He's taking our hell on Him. God was silent, but when Jesus died, God spoke. Do you remember what God said? Here's what happened. Jesus, when He cried, again, with a loud voice, He yielded up the ghost. What happened? Oh, God spoke all right. Behold, the veil of the temple was what? Was torn in two, from the top to the bottom, and the earth did what? It was an earthquake, and rocks broke open and exploded. Oh, God was talking all right. Amen? That moment, in my view, is when Jesus took our hell on Him. Y'all hear me or not today? Does He love you? Yes or no? Are you kidding me? It's crazy love. From earth to hell. Longer than that? No, you can't be any longer love than that, right? Come on. I was impressed with Nazareth to Bethlehem. Earth to hell? Longer, deeper, higher. Keep looking. The measure of the gift. Can we put a measuring stick on it? We're trying. We're not doing too good, though. From hell to heaven. From hell to heaven. He that descended is the same also that what? Ascended far above all the heavens that He might fulfill, that He might fill all things. We've been doing the Christmas story today. We've been over in Corinthians today. We've been in Philippians a lot today. Ephesians. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Jesus and given Jesus a name which is above every what? We always are big on telling people who we know. Well, I know so-and-so. You won't believe who I saw the other night. I saw so-and-so. We're name droppers. You know what I'm saying? We drop names. Well, this is a name you need to know. Jesus. Jesus. You don't like that Jesus guy, do you? Love him. Jesus. Do you know him? Say, Jesus. Jesus. I agree there's a lot of kooky people that say the name of Jesus, okay? All right? Don't let that turn you off, baby, on the name of Jesus. Amen? Jesus. Look, that at the name of who? Every knee shall bow. Of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is what? Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen? Jesus, from hell all the way to heaven, exalted. The length from heaven to earth. Depth from earth to hell. Height from hell to heaven. Come on. Are we done, Raj? Are you kidding me? Am I really done? What happened to me? Merry Christmas. What's up with that? Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Say that with me. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. And you'll never forget that Sunday before Christmas that Pastor Gary got done really early. Let's thank the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Come on. Come on. Y'all are happy people.